The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, how's it going? It's Fashion O'Clock and you're with Manish. Today we have with us acclaimed menswear designer Kunal Anil Tanna. Kunal needs no introduction. He's known for a cool play of textures, a mashup of textiles, a push on layering and tailoring techniques. And we are so glad that Kunal could join us for a fun fashion chat. Over to you, Kunal. What's the design philosophy behind Kunal Anil Tanna label?
Since my early education in design in Mumbai, I understood that one of the crucial most aspects of designing is to understand my own philosophy towards it. And right then, over understanding various aspects in fashion education, I realized that what depicts my design philosophy, it is something which is not just related to only fashion, but to every aspect of life. Everything has a creative angle, everything has a design aspect to it. So for me, design philosophy is my moods depict my design. So it depends on how I am or how I feel, that reflects in my work. And as a person, I'm a very minimalistic person. I like things simple. I like things clean. So that's something which also reflects in my design philosophy. And most importantly, simple or minimalistic doesn't mean less. It's a very difficult task to actually do a lot more and develop something that is still minimalistic. So that is something that I think my philosophy is.
Who's the Kunal Anil Tanna man?
The Kunal Anil Tanna man is not someone who's dandy or very over fashion aware. It's just someone who's more aware of themselves, who's aware of what works and what doesn't work for themselves. So in a nutshell, the Kunal Anil Tanna man would be the contemporary Indian man who loves dressing up, who is not shy of experimenting, but at the same time understands what works for his body structure.
How do you see men's fashion evolving post-pandemic?
The pandemic has, of course, affected various aspects of every possible industry. And why would fashion be left out? I feel men's fashion over the pandemic has evolved to become a little more comfort-oriented. Now people want to be a lot more comfortable whilst they are dandy or fashionable. They want to be a little more in ease of what they're wearing. So they're aware of the fabric, the sustainability aspect of it, the comfort value of it, and hence a lot of athleisure hints. Even for Indian wear, we've started working with a lot of athleisure hints for Indian wear, Indian menswear. And that is something which I think has definitely been taken up with the post-pandemic fashion culture in our country.
What are the 2022 men's closet essentials?
2022 seems to be a hopeful year. Rather, I'd wish for it to be a hopeful, positive year. We've had quite a bit of chaos in the last 2 years, and I feel the next year needs to be something where we can, keeping all the restrictions in mind, keeping all the safety protocols in mind, can start living life as the new normal. And I think that will definitely make make it necessary for the man to make a few changes in their wardrobes in terms of, like I said earlier, like, you know, it'll have to have a lot of comfort in dressing, and that could probably involve a lot of athleisure stuff that would come in. The essentials in a man's closet have always been something that's classic: your blue jeans, white shirt, black jacket, tan shoes. So I think these will always continue. But besides that, I feel that a lot of athleisure stuff, like, you know, like your bomber jackets or like your shackets, is something that's going to kind of get added to the men's closet, I think, in 2022.
Do you see the roaring 20s exuberance making a comeback?
fashion, as we always have known, is a cyclical format. You know, what's gone always comes back. And what's there today will also someday come back in a new version of it. The Roaring 20s is something that I think has been around for a while now. And I'm sure it's going to come in a bigger way, because the 20s was in a certain way a very glamorous era. And also the 1920s was a time which was post-pandemic back then with the Spanish flu. So hopefully the exuberance of that era that came will also come now to kind of celebrate how we have been able to cope and manage and survive through such a chaotic time. So I feel that yes, the 20s and the magnificence of it should be able to come back very soon.
How have you tweaked your core design aesthetic to cater to the Gen Z taste?
The Gen Z is an extremely evolved state in mankind. I feel they're very aware of what's going on. Social media lets them keep themselves constantly updated with what's going on. So it's definitely not a time or a category of mankind to take take it with complacence. You have to kind of keep yourself updated. With this, I think what we constantly do is to keep ourselves also updated and keep evolving with our design aesthetics. In fact, adding the athleisure element to kind of improve comfort value of the garment is something that we have consistently been doing for the last couple of seasons, and thankfully have really gotten a great response that has encouraged us to just keep going forward with this.
Gender fluid style, thanks to the likes of Harry Style, has been the key menswear phenomena. Do you see Indian men evolving too?
Why just Harry Styles? I feel there are way too many other celebrities and influencers who have promoted gender fluidity. We have our very own Ranveer Singh wearing a lehenga for a red carpet event. We have Rahul Khanna and Pratik Babbar sporting nail paints. And there are several more who have been kind of promoting this fashion statement as something which is very cool. And I always feel like everyone should have their own version and on their own way to express their creative abilities. I feel it's really okay to kind of accept everyone's opinion on their take on fashion and their take of understanding and expressing design. So that is absolutely okay. And more so, I feel gender fluidity as a concept in India is dated back to the histories. Because if you actually see the history of fashion in India, there were very common elements which were there in both men. Like men would wear jewelry, women would wear jewelry. Men would wear drapes, women would wear drapes. So, you know, the concept of gender fluidity has been in our country for a very long time. In fact, I remember when I was when I was in college and we had these traditional cultural days to dress up. And me being a Gujarati boy, I would borrow my mom's bandhni dupatta to wear it with a kurta pajama. And that is something that, you know, we all have been doing for the longest time. So I don't think it's a new concept, but yes, I feel it's having a new version of itself in today's Indian fashion scene. So yeah, it's cool, and why shouldn't one be able to express the way they like it?
Athleisure and streetwear-inspired dressing have influenced couture and luxury space. Do you see the trend continuing?
The fashion scene today is very evolved. It's very comfort oriented. You know, gone are the days of vanity over comfort. In fact, now people prefer comfort over everything else because they understand the value of this. Especially also sustainability in fashion kind of impacts this in a certain way as well, because people want to buy products which are not just one-time wear or something that, you know, that they can wear it on multiple occasions. So that kind of makes it very important for the garment to be comfortable. Only then a person would want to wear it again and again. And only that will make it versatile to wear it again and again. So I feel that the athleisure or the street-inspired styles are not something that are here to just become a fad. They are going to stay. And I feel there will be new and more evolved versions of them that will come around again and again as we see in fashion in the next few years.
Men's tailoring techniques have come a long way. Is the classic suit dead?
I feel quirky is something that is relative. You know, today someone may find something very quirky, but it might just be something that one feels resonates their own sense of style. So I feel that it's something which is very relative, and it takes a lot more for a person to understand and, accept this. But classics are always a classic, and they are my personal favorites. So I honestly don't think that the Seville row tailoring would ever go out of fashion. And that is something that people will, generations after generations, appreciate. Maybe not use it as much, but would definitely want to have parts and pieces of it. So in some way or the other, I feel that would always last.
A few style faux pas Indian men make and should possibly avoid.
Fashion faux pas, I feel the Indian man is also very evolving, and there are always pros and cons to everything. And I think the only con that is there to this evolution of Indian men's fashion is that there is a lot of imitation from the West. I feel, you know, a lot of people try to imitate what works on a Western silhouette, on an Indian silhouette, and try to make it work. I feel it's not always the best combination. Besides that, I feel a lot of Indian men for their events, especially grooms for their wedding days, try to match their brides. And I think it's something which is not always that, you know, the best choice to do. You'd rather compliment your bride and look great in a photograph than to, you know, make extreme efforts to match them. I feel these are a few things that people can avoid, I think, as far as Indian men's fashion goes. Yeah, I guess that should do.
Kunal Anil Tanna has redefined men's fashion again and again. Kunal's core philosophy is about the modern-day dandy who's rooted to tradition but modern in outlook. Thank you so much, Kunal, for taking off time and chatting with us. I'll be back next week with another fashion icon. Till then, stay chic, stay fabulous. Ciao for now.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.